This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon. I'm Fraser Monroe with today's news. The debate on the second independence referendum started at Holyrood at 2 o'clock. The Scottish Government wants to hold a referendum before the UK leaves the European Union. Our correspondent, Lauren Walker, is following the debate from Holyrood.
First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is calling on MSPs to back her request to Westminster for a Section 30 order allowing for a legally binding vote to be held for a second independence referendum. The SNP and Green Party MSPs, who together have the majority, are expected to vote in favour of the proposal. This means the opposition will be focusing on the timing of the referendum instead. The Scottish Government wants to schedule it between the autumn of 2018 and the spring of the following year, before the UK leaves the EU. However, both the Conservative and Labour parties aim to rule out the referendum before April 2019.
Martin McGuinness, one of the most influential politicians in Northern Ireland, has died aged 66. He's recently stepped down as Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland and was a key figure in the negotiations 20 years ago, which brought peace to Northern Ireland. He had previously been an IRA Chief of Staff. This is how the former Prime Minister Tony Blair reacted to the news.
There are some people who will always remember him as the man of war and who can never forget the violence of his early years. But for those of us who helped put together the Northern Ireland peace process with him, we will remember his legacy as the man of peace.
The European Council will hold a summit on April the 29th to discuss its position on Brexit. It will be exactly a month after Theresa May invokes Article 50, which triggers the start of the UK's exit from the EU. Council President Donald Tusk said that they want to make the process the least painful for the EU and aim for the negotiations is to create as much certainty and clarity as possible. There has been fresh fighting in Syrian security forces and rebels in Damascus today. Rebel forces are said to have entered government-controlled areas of a northeastern district. Rebels have launched the second attack in 3 days as they tried to capture areas on the eastern outskirts of the city. It has been found that a drug used as a test for pregnancy in the UK in the 60s and 70s was used in other countries to induce abortions. The UK drugs regulator watchdog will examine the new evidence about the drug Primodos, which hundreds of parents believed caused serious deformities in their children. Yet its manufacturer insists it complied with UK law. Files were discovered suggesting the British government knew of the potential consequences of the drug in 1975. Shadow Justice Minister Yasmin Qureshi says women and children have been failed.
The component parts of the drug is equivalent to something like 40 contraceptive pills and 19 morning after pills. Those are drugs which are given to effectively prevent or destroy something. Clearly there's going to be deformities.
Dentists warn there's been a shocking rise in the number of teeth extractions among children under five. They've increased by 25% in England in the last decade, says the Royal College of Surgeons. Children's dentist Nicole Sturzenbaum explains the reasons for tooth decay in children.
We see mostly sugar, of course, lack of oral hygiene, like not enough brushing, not enough support at home. Parents are not supervising brushing. That's a big issue. They leave the children on their own. Children don't want to brush.
US-bound passengers will be banned from travelling with most electronic devices on flights from several Middle Eastern and North African countries. The increased security measure is in response to an unspecified terrorism threat and will affect 9 airlines operating out of 10 airports. Passengers will still be able to carry mobile phones, but larger devices such as laptops, cameras and electronic games will only be permitted in checked baggage. The Department of Homeland Security said extremists were seeking innovative methods to bring down jets and that bombs could be hidden in electronics.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
Today, Scotland's third most capped rugby player, Sean Lamont, has announced his retirement from the sport. This announcement comes as a shock, as only 2 years ago, Lamont said he would never retire. The Scottish women's curling team play Korea and Canada today in the World Women's Curling Championships. If Scotland win, it boosts their chances at playing for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And the weather today, a cold day scattered with sleet or snow showers. These will be most frequent across the Lothians, especially in the west of Edinburgh, with the best of sunshine along the Solway coast and Berwickshire. Tonight, still a few wintry showers, at the first these dying out as the winds ease. A widespread frost developing, sharp in places. The maximum temperature will be 5 degrees in Edinburgh. That's all from me. Keep updated at EN4 News online and at EN4 News on Twitter. We're back at 4:30.
If it's talk, tunes, tales and talent you're after, you've come to the right place. Radio Energy.